I'm Chelsea Manning, and I approve this message.
We live in trying times. Times of fear.
Yes, we do. We live in trying times, times of fear. One of the things I fear is someone who is convicted of espionage running for United States Senate and actually winning. I mean, I think that is a very scary, scary prospect. Getting your calls, getting your texts. We got this on Twitter. You can tweet at me at Andrew_Langer. Andrew, don't you need thousands of signatures to run? No, not in Maryland. In Maryland, obviously, you need a you have a residency requirement to run for governor or lieutenant governor and to run for state-based offices. But in terms of federal offices, you don't need to be an actual resident. You don't have to have been here for 5 years. All you have to do is be you have to file and pay the filing fee, and you can get on the ballot that way. I mean, this is what you do. So she just filed. She hasn't filed the formal final paperwork for this. But she has filed elsewhere and will presumably file here. She sets up her campaign team, gets up the financial disclosure forms. But we're talking about we're talking about here is Chelsea Manning, convicted of espionage, and yet announcing that she's running for Senate in Maryland. I wanted to get the perspective of someone who has served, someone who understands the national security implications. And so I want to bring on our guest, Colonel Ed Rothstein, retired from the U.S. Army several years ago. His last post in the Army was as garrison commander at Fort Meade, Maryland. You served, Colonel Rothstein, you served at Fort Meade while the Manning story was breaking, didn't you?
Yes, sir, absolutely. In fact, while in command at Fort Meade, I was responsible for the safety and security of Private First Class Bradley Manning, along with the safety and security of the 55,000 others that either work and or live on Fort Meade. I was not the convening authority. However, I did have that responsibility when he came to the East Coast during the grand jury process, which we call Article 32, and the actual court-martial process.
Let me ask you this: you know, as a retired military officer, you can speak a little bit more freely on these things. And of course, now you are running for office in Carroll County. We'll get to that in a moment. But are you shocked by this? I mean, I was shocked when I heard this news breaking on Saturday from Red Maryland. Were you shocked?
I don't think shocked would be the right word. I think more disgusted and frustrated.
Okay.
I believe we need continue to have leaders as our, you know, in political office. And I do not believe that someone like Chelsea Manning, I guess we call her now,
yes,
is not a leader. She is an opportunist that's taken advantage of a time where she can file legally.
And let me ask you this. We're talking with Colonel Ed Rothstein, retired U.S. Army colonel, formerly the garrison commander at Fort Meade as the Manning trial was happening. Now a candidate in Carroll County. Let me ask you this, Colonel. So, I mean, how could she possibly function as a United States senator, having been convicted of espionage? How could she be trusted? Can she be trusted with our secrets?
Well, more importantly, is, you know, why would somebody put their trust in someone like this?
True.
Who has shown nothing but, being convicted, being guilty and thrown into jail for 35 years. So I cannot see a large group of folks that would put their trust in someone like her, you know, at a time like this, or any time for that matter. Again, she, you know, it's not for me to judge whether she's a serious risk to our national security. However, it was just a few years ago that she was found guilty of very significant portions of the Espionage Act. And it was just a very short time ago that she was sentenced to 35 years in prison. So now we are turning around. And again, it kind of goes back to my first comment. She shows nothing of any leadership qualities and only shows an opportunist, being an opportunist.
Well, let me ask you this as we sort of close things out. You're running for county commission in Carroll County. Tell us about the race and how folks can find out more about you.
No, I really appreciate it. We moved into Carroll County over 10 years ago from Fort Carson as I moved with the military onto Fort Meade. And, you know, taking the opportunity at this time to run for county commissioner, it's, you know, I'm very humbled and I'm blessed. I've taken the values of what I've learned of 30 plus years in uniform, you know, of loyalty, duty, respect, you know, personal courage and honor. And I coupled it with my own personal core values of my family, my faith, integrity, discipline, helping others. And you put those two things together, and it just tells me that I'm a leader committed to serve. My focus in Carroll County is to continue to grow our county's opportunities in business and the economy within the region. I want to protect our community, and I, of course, want to highlight the great education that we have in Carroll County and have that continue to grow as well.
And you can be found at Ed Rothstein for Carroll County, the number four, Ed Rothstein, number four, CarrollCounty.com. Also check it out on Facebook. Colonel Rothstein, thank you very much for joining us today.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate the time. Thank you.
Oh, sorry about that. So when we come back, we're taking your thoughts, getting your thoughts on this. We really do appreciate Colonel Rothstein coming on and talking about these things. We are taking your texts on this, 410-467-9225. But more importantly, I do want to hear from you. I want to hear your phone calls, your thoughts. Are you like Colonel Rothstein? Are you disgusted at the possibility by this Chelsea Manning run for the United States Senate? Are you like me? And are you deeply, deeply troubled by this? 410-467-WBAL is our phone number here in the studio. 410-467-9225 is the text line. Getting your texts here, and the texting is blazing. Oh, please, when you text in, give us your name and where you're from. This from an anonymous texter. Wait till she gets booked on Ellen. Old Trader Ben will S-hole his pants. Here's the interesting thing. There is actually a tradition of Democrat senators selling out the United States on the altar of world diplomacy. Teddy Kennedy did that in the early 80s. 410-467-WBAL. We will be right back.